Welcome back to the Brad Mart podcast.
What's up? We didn't even agree who's gonna start it.
I just knew we had a thing where we were just gonna simultaneously say it at the same time.
I saw it in your mind. See, look, today is a special episode. Why? Why do you ask?
Why?
Because we're recording all nice and everything. So let me set out the frame.
Paint the picture of the room.
Picture the paint. So. There's a couch right here next to me and a couch right here next to me.
Designer couches. I just want to
designer couches. There's two couches next to me, and I'm in the middle. There's a table. There's Andy,
aka producer guy.
Say hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Okay, he's already starting off pretty strong with the jokes, guys.
He's on salary right now. I just want everybody to know that.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on.
This thing has not made more than like negative. I think we spent more money on the podcast than it's given us. Well, this mic was a gift. That mic was $40.
Let's just say I've gotten a few generous donations.
$100. So $140 plus whatever his laptop was, including all the cable. I mean, look, numbers. But we're actually sitting down. No, guys, shut up, Andy. This doesn't include you.
We're in debt. This isn't good.
Andy, you're not a part of this. As much as you like to feel like you are, but you're not. This is a Brad Mart podcast, not. Okay, chill. He has a squeaky toy, guys, and I don't really want him to make noise. Anyway, there's a dog in the other room. Brandon, would you like to care? You got a dog now.
You know, things happen. I became a father.
Yeah. And happy Father's Day. It's recording on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
I haven't even told you that. I'm sorry.
Have one kid now. You know, let's make it two.
Yeah. I mean, time has passed. I mean, guys, when was our last podcast? It was like what? It was like 5 months ago?
I want to say maybe 5 months ago.
Six months ago.
Yeah, it was literally like 5 months ago.
It's 5 months ago, and now you're a father. You look great.
Thank you.
Guys, I know y'all can't see him, but Brandon.
I hit the gym at least 20 times a week. Brandon looks
sexy. All they do now is just work out. Oh, so lame.
And we try to get Omar with us, but he don't want to join the crew.
There was this clip from a podcast of H3H3 here where he was like, exercise, life is too short to exercise.
And that's just the dumbest thing I've seen.
It is dumb. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to be here and be like, oh, that's so true, because it's not. Because you would have a longer life if you did exercise. But, like, there's a time where it's like, okay, do something else.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, you know. To a certain extent, you know.
100%.
Do you want to look like H3H3?
I don't want to look like H3H3.
You
want
to look moderately healthy, which is something I'm aiming for.
Which I think Brandon does look moderately healthy. What do you think, Andy?
He looks moderately healthy.
He looks healthy. Like, how much? He looks unhealthy. Yeah, no, he looks. Look, he's killing it right now. Hey, Brandon, how much do you weigh, if you care to share?
160, but on a good day, I'd say 140.
That's a really good day. Must have had nothing to eat the day before.
Yeah.
Yes, but look, I understand like where you come from, right? You have a nice physique. Don't think I'm checking you out, okay?
I don't have a nice physique yet.
Yeah, no, you do. You do. You're there. You're where I would want to be, right?
Okay.
But like, let's say some other people that I know, they be working out like all the time. Oh my god! All they do is they buy drugs for it. Supplements.
One of what do we call them? Our guest stars.
Reoccurring co-stars
is basically he's succumbed to an addiction. Is that what we call it?
I would call it an addiction.
You know, I started working out and I asked him like, what are like a few. Like supplements I can take and
supplements.
Drugs. You know, I was like, I started going to the dark side a little bit, and he sends me like 20 plus photos of 20 different supplements.
The names were like
Pump It Up,
Pump and Grow. I was afraid that some of these were not just for muscles, or maybe some blood vessels near your crotch. I don't know, dude. Honestly,
like ashwagandha. I don't know.
Andy, put that away.
Like. This guy had everything you can think of.
Look, I've heard of creatine. What does creatine do?
Basically, it's just like a, you know, you get pumped up. It's basically pre-workout.
All right, guys.
It's
pre-workout. So this is a officially a fitness podcast now. You want to talk about more about your exercise routine?
You know.
Boring. No one cares. Big surprise.
Yeah. Because no one cares. In the room. Hater in the room.
So let me do the other side. So yes, exercising is very important, but like. Anyway, so like there'd be times where like I try to work out to the gym. I've tried. I used to go in the mornings like 5 a.m. No, 6 a.m.
He cut this off after a week, I'm pretty sure.
No. I went for 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. My bad. Yeah,
Sorry. 2 entire weeks. And I was going with my girlfriend. Yes, guys. A big update. I do have a female companion.
Did you not have a girlfriend in the last podcast? That was in December.
No, we weren't dating yet.
Okay.
We were barely talking.
My memory don't go back that far.
What do you mean? Wait, when I used to pay attention to you and give all my attention to you, Brendan?
That never happened.
Is it different now? Are you sad?
Happened.
Are you sad? Are you going to cry?
Never once happened.
Are you going to cry? Anyway, I used to go with her in the mornings, but what? What's so funny?
Your face.
That I used to work out. Look at these muscles right here. Y'all guys can't see, but my shirt is literally ripping at the side of my shirt. Look at that. You see that right there?
You can't even bench. We're just going to put that there.
I can bench.
Let's move off the topic because you can't bench. So the topic's over at that.
Anyway, I don't see the point in exercising that much. I get like running and stuff because that makes your heart healthier and all that stuff. But like when you start like lifting weights, like I'm not going to let's say a guy pulls up with a knife. Let's say knife, right?
Sure.
Like let me fight my way out of this. No, you're going to get stabbed.
If you're a certain level of physique, like a scrawny dude with a knife, you're going to beat him. You're going to beat him.
Okay. Yeah, but.
He just said talk closer.
10 times. Look, I believe if I had a knife, I could stab a big, strong guy.
All right. What if that big, strong guy is like 6'5", buff as hell?
If you're 6'5", then you're already. He doesn't even have to have muscles. If he's just 6'5", I'll just bring a bigger knife, honestly. Or throw in one. But much less, why don't I just bring a gun?
Well, then there. You should have just started off with a gun.
Well, I'm just saying, because really I didn't want to start off in such an extreme.
Hey, this is America.
It's like, this is America. Don't catch.
So you got to start off with the extreme.
Okay, yes, you're right. So if a guy with a gun comes up to you, he's like, oh, I'm going to shoot you. Do 10 push-ups.
Hey. 10 push-ups might save your life one day.
I mean, you never know, honestly. Okay.
What if next. I come up to you and I'm like, do 10 push-ups or I kill you with a gun?
Well, I mean, then I'll do 10 push-ups. I could do 10 push-ups.
That's good.
I could do like 20 in one sitting. I know that you can do like 55. I don't care. But Brandon's always been stronger than me ever since we were younger. He's always been the stronger one. But I've been stronger in the mind.
Yeah, sure.
I've been the intellectual. Brandon has been the physically better. I've been the physically challenged. He's the physically gifted, and I'm the mentally gifted, and he's the mentally challenged.
I'm training my physicality to that next level.
Brandon's emotional strength, I don't know. Brandon doesn't really talk to me like that.
Yeah, Omar doesn't like to talk to me. He just uses me for podcasts.
No. I use you for more than just podcasts.
All rainbows.
Huh?
But... Me and Omar see each other once every Sunday.
What do you mean? We see each other reasonably.
Yeah, what? I guess.
It's because Brandon never wanted to talk about feelings. I've tried. Yeah. I mean, he did whenever, one time he was talking to an undisclosed person or their gender también.
What do you mean their gender?
Well, you never know. I don't want to exclude anyone from relating to you.
Okay.
So this boy didn't like him back. And they worked at Denny's together.
We're just gonna put that up.
I was like,
not
man,
a boy.
Yeah, that sucks. And he was like, yeah, he was cute. He made me laugh. And yeah, but that was as far as it got. So I don't know his emotional strength, Andy. What about yours? What about your emotional strength, Andy? I don't know why I'm asking you. I'm not handing you the mic.
Yeah, it's not picking up my voice at all. But
nah, well.
He said it's pretty decent.
But speaking of emotional strength, the other day I was scared. Guys, I got scared. Y'all say, yeah, that's when y'all say, oh, Omar, what did you get scared
way.
By?
No way you got scared.
Omar don't get scared.
Guys, I got scared, okay? So this is what had happened. I come back from school. I mean, I'm a counselor for a camp.
You're a counselor?
Yeah,
like
camp.
Summer
counselor.
Camp?
I teach science, so I'm like really cool. I'm like the cool teacher.
Are you like younger kids or like?
Yeah, third, fourth, fifth, sixth graders. Teach them cool stuff. I do like slime, oobleck. I wanted to do elephant's toothpaste, but that proved to be really hard to get all the stuff. But anyway, I'm a camp counselor, so I was coming back from school. You seem like you got something to say about me being a camp counselor.
Do you have like a checkboard and like you wear like a white t-shirt with like the whistle?
Not that kind of camp counselor, dude. I kind of wear like whatever I want.
Oh, okay. That's all the question.
Okay, anyway. And I was coming back home and I was driving and this lady, this African-American lady, stands in front of my car.
Why does she have to be African-American?
I'm just describing the person. I was going to describe more of the person. So this African-American lady wearing a white dress that did not cover more than half of her. So it was kind of like, think of just her waist up. Well, it covered her butt. Like, she would be pulling it down constantly.
Okay.
To cover herself.
You have any photos? Just to make sure
no,
I grasp.
No, Brandon, I don't. Okay. Because you have to understand the story to understand what the position I was in. I was in.
Positions.
Anyway, so this lady stands in front of my car as I'm about to turn into my street. And I'm like, okay, yo, I can't run over this person. And so she comes up to me and she's like, and I lower the window because I looked at her hands and everything, make sure that she had nothing in them.
I think I know where this is going, but continue.
What? Where do you think this is going?
GTA.
GTA? No. No. Anyway, well, I'll get there. Basically, I looked at to see if she was unarmed, and I like cracked the window just to see, if she was gonna reach in to grab me. I mean, if she was to reach in and grab me, I could definitely like.
Were you really this scared of this woman? Like this
lady?
She
was like what? She looked like 27 to 30 years old, and kind of she looked like.
Did she look dangerous?
She looked
voluptuous. Is that what you were gonna say?
She was big.
Andy just said she wasn't even a MILF.
What are you saying, Andy? Anyway, you weren't there.
Yeah.
From your description.
Stop, Andy. You're going to get me in trouble. So then I lowered my window a little bit. And she's like, do you know where the dope house is? And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, the dope house. I dropped my dope somewhere. And I just came from there. And I lost my I lost it. And so instantly I know that she's on drugs. She did say it herself. She said she lost her dope. And if I had any, she said, do you have any money for some? I'm like, she asked me like three things. Well. One, she asked me if I had dope, which I don't, especially coming from school. Thank God. She asked me if I can give her a ride in exchange for dope and or other forms of payment with her body.
Wait, is that what she said?
Well, she said...
I want to hear exactly her words.
She's like, hey, can you give me a ride to the dope house? I could maybe... You want to go on like a date or something? We can... You know, and I was like,
That seems like one heck of an offer.
Dude, no, bro. No. I looked at her and I was like, oh, please, man. No, thank you. She's like, well, do you know where the house is? Can you at least point me to the general direction? And I was just kind of like disgusted and scared at this point because I didn't feel safe like being in the car.
You should have just skirted off. That's all I'm saying.
Well, she was still in front of my car.
Hey, run her over.
I'm not going to run her over because that's just going to hurt my car.
GTA.
That's going to hurt my car. Look, if my car was like Andy's dad's car, a big truck, sure, like a little
road bumps.
Speed bump. And anyway, but. I end up pointing her to the opposite way I was going. So I pointed her to a dead end. She was like, I think the house had wood in front of it. I'm like, oh yeah, they cut a lot of wood down there. I'm totally lying at this point. I'm like, I think they cut wood down there. So just go that way. And I point her and then I go the other way. And then I get home. Sorry guys. My mom and my brother's fiance is home. And I'm telling them, so there was this lady that this and that, she wanted to do something, and I was like, I don't know where that is. And I'm like, she was looking for the dope house. And my mom's like, oh, the dope house is right behind us.
Your mom said that?
My mom said that. She's like, the dope house is the one right behind us. And I'm like, mom, how do you know where the dope house is? She's like, You know, your brother. And I'm like, she's like, everybody knows that's a dope house. I'm like, I didn't know that was a dope house.
I see a dope house. Like, continue though.
But like, I don't see any of these as dope houses before. I've like the one next to my Theobie's house. That's a dope house. You know. Well, the one across the street.
The one next to them with the little kid.
Yeah, that one.
No, you can obviously tell.
Yeah. But like, the one behind us, I couldn't tell. The one behind them was perfectly fine. So I don't know what she was saying, you know. But she was like, "Oh yeah, this be the one behind us." I'm like, "Oh yeah, let me go back and tell the lady that to come over here because I messed up." No, I ended up calling the police and I was like, "Hi, this lady." I've told the story 3 times at this point, but
you told the cops. You're a snitch now.
I called the cops. Because I wanted to make sure that this lady wasn't in danger to herself. So I called the cops and I gave the description of the lady. I gave the description to the lady and of the lady, and I told them where she was. I told them where she was. And I didn't want to go outside because I was scared that maybe they would get me for snitching.
No way.
I didn't want.
That's an op mentality.
I didn't want to go outside. I mean, look, is it bad that I called the cops? She was clearly on drugs, asking random people for stuff. I didn't want her to be taken advantage of, you know, because she was clearly offering herself. She was not in a right state of mind.
Like, here's the thing that I see it as. Like, it's like you have the homeless people that are asking for money to go buy drugs. Like, it's going to happen. She's going to get out of jail. She's going to continue.
I know, but maybe there's a chance that she gets sober. It's hope. I mean, I understand. The realist in me is like, what's the point, right? You're just going to end up making her life harder. However, if I can save her from getting ran over or getting taken advantage of that day because she's in jail, I'd rather her be in jail than her being molested.
I guess I see where you're coming from. You know? I guess Omar is the hero. She was offering
herself for a ride, you know, which is, I'm not going to shame the hustle if it's a hustle, but she's clearly, she's in under the influence of God knows what, right? So she's not in any state of mind to be hustling with her body, right? Sex workers, whatever, they do that when they're sober, right?
Yeah.
Even then, it's illegal in America, right? But that's a different topic, right? But I'd rather her be in jail, as in a prison and care.
Prison and care.
Rather than being taken advantage of on the street.
All right. I see your point. You understand? And I guess I agree. Certain
points. I mean, it also sucks that the prison system is so bad in the United States, but like I said, I still rather her be there than outside getting molested by some random dude, you know? That random dude is going to take advantage of her.
Thank you for your service to the community.
Thank you. I'm trying to make America a better. Spread awareness. I'm trying to make America great again.
God bless America.
Again. I'm going to get canceled for that. No, I'm just kidding. I would never begin.
Never begin to get canceled?
I never was started anyway. No, I never started anyway.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brandon sucks at continuing conversations.
No, I know. I was going to say.
Yeah, I know. I'm the person who talks the most.
Omar just has a big mouth. You know what I did when I saw a dope house?
You've seen dope houses before?
Which is really weird because this is where I work. I work in like near really nice houses, like $500,000 houses where I have to go. And basically,
Andy, you need a. I'm gonna actually kill you. I'm gonna snap your head off. I don't care. Stop messing with that, cause I'm definitely telling you can hear it. I can't. I'm listening. Be quiet, Andy.
Andy, shut show.
All right, go ahead, man.
And basically, I'm walking around with my coworkers. You know, first day on the job, this expensive neighborhood in Katy, and what do we see? A dope house. Like, we see a dude like on the ground. We look through the window because we thought it was empty. There's like this homeless looking dude there laying there, like a bunch of pots and stuff. Not pots. Like, you know, whatever they're called.
A bunch of what?
What are they called?
Bongs?
Bongs. Not that specifically, wow. But just a bunch of random Brandon, stuff, Brandon bro. And this was like a super nice house, so it was really weird. Uh-huh. And basically, you know, what did we do? Instead of calling the cops, we went on with our day. Did we care for that dude there laying?
Well, I mean, if that was a guy laying in his own home, fine.
It wasn't his own home, I bet.
Well, the guy's already unconscious, you know. He's, I mean, that one is a different circumstance.
So yeah, basically we just dipped. My boss told me, you know,
your
let's
boss
just,
told you.
I said my boss.
Your boss.
He's like, let's continue knocking doors, and that's what we did.
And what do you do? Give me a. What do you do?
I basically am doing a community service to the Houston areas.
What exactly do you do?
Basically, I go door to door. I knock, ask if anybody is looking for a free roof inspection, which after the free roof inspection, we're able to take pictures of the roof and a few videos and show that to the insurance company and get them to cover it.
Really?
If there's any damages, so.
And how many times have you sold? Sell me on it.
I'm not going to sell you on it, because you are.
Here, I'm a homeowner and my roof is broken.
How are you doing today, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for asking. Well, I'm Brandon with Mallet Construction.
And put the kids to sleep.
Sorry.
Is there a better time I can come back?
Deborah! What did I say?
What's up?
Daddy. Shut up, Tim.
Sir.
Yeah, you're saying?
Shut up! Shut up! Deborah, you crack addict. Get out of my house.
Sorry, son. Can you repeat what you're saying?
I gotta go, sir.
No, come back. Come into my house.
I really shouldn't.
Come into my house.
Deborah, we got another one!
Please, sir. I have a wife and kids.
You and take you in. No, for real. Sell me in.
I just sold you.
Oh, that's right. He did. He didn't even do anything. I just sold you. That's cute.
I literally got into your house without even asking to come in.
How many times have you
sold
something to people?
I'm not selling anything. This is a free roof inspection.
You're selling a roof inspection.
I'm not selling it.
Though it is free, you're still selling.
I'm like going door to door asking somebody if they want a free chocolate bar.
Then why do people say no?
Because it takes time out of their day. You know, they still have to pay.
Time is money.
They're deductible.
Ooh, so it's not free. It's a scam.
It's not a scam. We basically do what insurance companies don't want to do.
Let me guess. You hire your other friends, and then they hire your friends, and then they hire three other friends.
Look, I know a thing or two about pyramid schemes, and this is not it.
Bro, I hate everything can sound like a pyramid scheme, you know? Everything.
This podcast is a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, now we hired Andy, and then Andy's going to hire two other people. Two other people are going to hire three. All right. Well, enough about pyramid schemes.
We're going to get on to our
segment of the day.
Segment of the day.
We're going to pass it off. We're going to pass one of these mics off to Andy, who's been here this entire time, if y'all forgot about him, because he's definitely.
What has he added? I really don't. I can't tell you.
He really hasn't added much, man. Let me tell you that. But he is here to do his famous segment, Andy's Unfunny Joke of the Day. He said he has seven, but the name does restrict him to only one joke. So,
and
we'll see. We'll see if they don't hit. What happens? So, here you go, Andy.
Hi, this is Andy. I am now back with the unfunny joke of the day. Oh, no, sorry, funny joke of the day. That's right.
Oh my.
The one I have for you all today is: what do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
What
a
Andy?
Can opener! Come on, dude. I can see that one from a mile away.
He's literally dying. He's dying right now.
Literally, that was the easiest one.
Okay.
I guess they're unfunny. That's the point.
I sold my vacuum the other day.
It really sucked.
All it was doing was collecting dust.
Oh. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
No? Hey, I didn't
so
like
can
that.
Cut the segment earlier.
What do you get when you combine a rhetorical question and a joke?
What, Andy? What is it? What could it be?
Oh, I get it. He's not going to finish it.
Because the rhetorical questions don't get answered.
Get it?
Yeah, all okay. Right, yeah, we're done. These are just... No, sir. Well, no round of applause.
No. All right. Now we're back to me and Brandon, the cool guys, the main co-host. Brandon, can we tell them a little bit why this has taken so long to record?
You know, this is really all Omar's fault.
It's all Brandon's fault in reality.
You know...
Because
if
like,
you watch every podcast,
with him, like not wanting to do it,
it starts
because
with Omar,
I go
first
up to him and I'm like, Brandon, let's make the podcast, and he's like, no,
that's a
lie. I have to go do a driving test.
This is all a lie. I do my best to come out to these podcasts. I
came out to your house. We're in Brandon's house right now.
He works 5 minutes from my house.
I work 9 minutes from your house. Get that right.
No, I'm probably 9 minutes with traffic.
9 minutes is right.
Probably not. Okay. That's not the point. But he lives close by. He could easily make the trip.
I don't live close by. You know, if I live close to you, inadvertently, you live close to me.
Well, inadvertently, I didn't ask.
You want to go there? You want to go there? Because you knew that my logic beat your crappy logic.
Look, it doesn't matter. I meant to say your job is close to me, which you can make it here every Sunday. But in reality, what would we talk about every Sunday?
Well, the thing is that we do talk. Well, not just that. We have a week of time, right?
Okay, calm down.
We have a week for Brandon to just, you know, it's like it's been 6 months and Brandon still don't know what to talk about.
You know, stuff happens. I just like I said, I have a bad memory. I try to come up with these stories.
Come up with stories? You're not supposed to come
I'm
up with
I'm a paid stories. Actor.
You got a whole dog.
Has there been times I've been tried like to kill him?
Already.
Sure.
Wait, what?
My dog is a very, you know, he's not a very good boy.
Brandon, I went into La Cena and I saw your peanut butter and a plastic bag over it with like what? We saw icing. Something was in there. We're just staring at you now. And then Boji's breath did smell like peanut butter. What? Yeah.
I can't even say nothing. It's literally like.
You can't even
guys,
say anything.
We can go on live right now and go open that peanut butter, and there's gonna be nothing.
Dude, the peanut butter is the main quote. Is the main evidence right now? Where
guys, the recording starts now.
What? Oh my god, he's actually recording. Where are we gonna post this?
Don't worry about where we're gonna post this.
We don't have a.
Oh, we need to open one. We need to open one.
Nah.
Man, you wanna be our manager?
The thing is that Andy, they can't hear you.
I'm gonna keep this video playing the whole time, and you know I'll be sharing this.
Andy wants to manage our Instagram. But look, today I wanted to make a podcast at my house because I have all the recording stuff over there.
No. And here's the thing: he wanted me to wait at one of our tia's house, tia Silvia's house. For like 4 hours. Like, what am I going to do there for 4 hours with this kid?
Okay, look, that when you said that, that's when I realized, okay, maybe then I'll take out my stuff. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you didn't want to stay there forever. I didn't put it in my mind.
He only thinks about himself. This is where the problem stems. We should have like a therapy.
You sound like. Never mind.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
Nothing.
I sound like who?
No one.
Say it.
She's like, you're the always. What is it? What'd you say, Brandon?
You're where the problem stems.
You're where the problem stems from. Deborah. I'm just kidding. There's no one. Deborah. Yeah, but today has been eventful, right? You went to the pool.
Went to the pool.
Yeah, this stuff is getting boring.
Yeah. All right, I say we call
the next
in.
Yeah, next.
28 next minutes. Jesus, sorry.
Let's do the next segment.
All right, this is going to be our final segment of the day. And, you know, hopefully they answer because, you know, they don't really answer all that much.
I think I have a new segment.
What?
With Andy, though.
Oh, I did tell them to get ready that I was going to call them. And
they said, okay, are they ready? All right, call Chris.
You know, we got to call her. Hey, you know what day it is. Give me that segment of the day. What's the chopper, trailer chopper word
quote,
of the day?
Quote
of the day.
Yeah. It's Father's Day.
What?
Yeah, Father's Day.
That's the quote. Yeah, it's Father's Day.
Can we get a round two?
Come on, there's got to be a round two.
Round two?
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid I can't last that long.
Gets me every time.
Gets me every time.
Thank you for your time. We love you, unlike somebody good. Else in That's the room.
That's pretty good. That's
Goodbye.
Pretty good. That was pretty good. That made me laugh. Sorry, Andy, but that was.
Andy, take notes. Take notes, Andy. Take notes. That's all, right. all I'm going
to
say.
I think to end off the podcast, I have one more segment with Andy. I have one more segment with Andy. Can you pass me the mic? Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm here now. But why are your hands so sweaty, dude?
And now I'm here.
Andy, I know you don't know what's going on right now.
No, not at all.
But let's do some relationship advice for Brandon.
Oh,
because
okay.
he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Oh, so that's how it is.
You don't have a girlfriend. Here, look, go sit next to Brandon because the microphone can
yes,
be used
me
both
that
of
has
you.
The headphones. You, meaning if, I have to stay here. Okay, instead Brandon, of you, you could Brandon, move over there next to because
his microphone doesn't capture but Brandon, you go sit over here.
You could have just grabbed this microphone.
I'm
sorry if I offended anyone.
The podcast has been turned against me.
Okay, so Brandon. Ooh, that was a fly there. Okay, anyway.
Calm down, karate kid.
Andy. Wait. Andy, what are you doing? Nothing. Would you like to give any because how long have you been in a relationship, Andy?
14 months.
14 months. That's like longer than this guy was in, like was alive. How old are you? Like 3 months?
16 years.
16. Oh, yeah. I forgot all those other. Yeah. But yeah. What is like one thing that you would tell Brandon? Because Brandon's living the single life.
He is living the single life.
You know, he's had a relationship in the past. And how did that end? How did that end, Brandon?
You know, it was...
It was a mutual. He's like, it's a mutual breakup.
Mutual breakup. Nothing happened.
We both went our separate ways. We agreed to it. It was the best for the both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Brandon's very uncomfortable right now, he seems.
He's, like, playing with his thumbs.
Yeah,
he's like,
and then,
sweating.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, before I usually hold a mic and, you know, I have something to touch.
Oh. Yo. Okay, look, that's the first advice. You have something to touch. What? No, never mind. Andy, would you like to give any words of advice?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want to have an actual relationship and you want it to be, you know, enjoyable and nice.
Uh-huh. Get closer to your mic.
Oh. You might, you know, talk to people.
Listen, Brandon.
Obviously, first off, come on. Talk to people.
Talk to
first generic
to people.
Step.
To people. Doesn't have to necessarily be any specific.
I'm not here to shame him.
Gender.
Talk to people.
Because there's many.
There is many.
There's
many.
Many genders. Many. How many, like, many. At this point? Like,
I don't even want to say a number because that would be offensive.
Right. It would be. It would be.
It could be infinite genders. You self-identify.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Okay. So, anyway, continue with your, with so, talk to any gender. Talk to a different, another human being.
Or it could be within yourself. I mean, I'm not here to
self love, you know. Yeah. Self love.
It's got to start with self love.
It's got to start with self love. Honestly,
you can't love if you don't love yourself.
That is true. You what cannot love. You cannot love if you don't what love yourself.
If you don't love yourself and you try to love someone, it's like you're pouring all yourself into them.
It's like I call.
And that's
some
how you get
little trashy hot dating hotline. And there's just like two kids telling me about life.
We're like squeakers telling them about. So anyway, you gotta love me. No, Andy, you could say that.
Like, not even if it's bleeped?
No, you can't say that. Okay. But so you have to love yourself.
You do gotta love yourself.
You have to love yourself. We go back into it. And second.
That's the third time he said that.
And second, you gotta
make sure that, you know, the person you're talking to or the thing you're talking to, anything at all, you gotta make sure that they're a nice person or thing. That they don't control you, they're
I'm
not abusive.
A thing. Like, what is my standard?
I thought you were gonna say
low?
What you were telling me you were gonna say. Oh, oh. But third of all,
no,
I think
this
the
is
most
the
important thing.
It's always in threes.
You just got
important thing. You just get some bitches, bro. Where are your
yes, sir? Like, yeah, bro.
Where?
Your DMs are dry, son.
Where?
Bo, lame. You're
this is the
you
end of the Brandmar
you.
Podcast. Last episode.
Thank you for watching the Brandmar Podcast.
Make sure to have a safe Peanut Butter Friday.
Yes, Brandon has been practicing safe Peanut Butter Fridays, and he will be posting a tutorial video on his YouTube later this week.
What? I no longer like peanut butter after what happened.
Anyway, we'll see you later.
Goodbye, Tigers.